Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Urnaga. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Littrell reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Long moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long scores. Littrell scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Drabowski moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Drabowski tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0 for 1 in the game. Urnaga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thurman strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Urnaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Littrell strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Littrell out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Art Schult pinch hits for Art Fowler. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is hit by the pitch. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Schult moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Urnaga. Crow reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Crow moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Don Elston now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0-for-2 in the game. Urnaga hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Littrell strikes out. One out. Walt Morin pinch hits for Don Elston. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crow strikes out. The ball gets by Neiman. He chases the ball to the backstop. Robinson moves to third. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into right field. Urnaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Speak bunts towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga is 0-for-3 in the game. Urnaga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.